Thunder Bay. A week after toppling number 3 Brock on the road, the Lakehead Thunderwolves faced an even more daunting task at home, the number 2 Ottawa GGs. The T-Wolves are no slouches themselves, slotted in at number 9 in the national rankings, but is still a team vying for recognition from the basketball world. If they didn't have it before Friday night, they've got it now. Lakehead roared back from 10 points down at half, largely on the back of star guard Michael Okafor, who powered his way through the paint in the second and third, scoring 16 of his 18 points after the break to lead the Thunderwolves to a stunning 69-65 win over the previously undefeated GGs at the CJ Sanders Fieldhouse. "I just trusted my team, the coaches and all," said Okafor, who scored 7 straight points in the third to turn a 53-43 game into a one-possession affair. "Last weekend I had a bad weekend, but it didn't really bother me. They just told me to play my game and keep going. It was just that positivity that kept me going in the second half. In the first half, I had 2 points, but the second half we had the same positivity in the locker room. I'm the guy, so I've got to keep going." It didn't help that he found himself in early foul trouble, relegated to the bench for much of the second quarter. It was a strategy that worked, as unorthodox as it might be, coach Ryan Thompson knowing he needed Okafor's offensive and defensive presence to keep the GGs honest. "It was a statement win," said forward Eric Gonzalez, after coming off the bench to score 9 points, including a key 3-pointer with 1:40 to go in regulation that regained the Lou lead for good, up 64-62 at the time. Ottawa had jumped in front briefly 2 minutes earlier on a Josh Inkemsa bucket, after Lakehead had built a 4-point lead. "We showed we are trying to do something big this year," Gonzalez, who added 5 rebounds and a pair of steals. "We're trying to accomplish our objective, which is not just nationals, but the championship." Ottawa took control early and built a 9-point lead after the opening quarter, punctuated by a Quincy Lewis-Jun 3-pointer. Dragan Stajic closing it out by stealing the inbounds pass and dropping a shot at the buzzer. Lakehead closed the gap to 4 early in the second when Nathan Balamu hit from distance, but Lewis-Jun stretched it back to 10 with a last-minute tray. Try as they might, the Thunderwolves struggled to draw even or take the lead in the fourth, at least in the early going. Javier Fernandez was fouled on a 3-point attempt, but only hit 1 free throw, and Lakehead trailed 55-54. They'd had several chances in the third to get back to even ground, but the shots didn't drop. But it wasn't meant to be for Ottawa. Chris Sagal fired up a 3 that bounced around the rim and through, and Lakehead took their first lead of the night, 2:38 into the fourth. After Gonzalez gave them the lead late in the fourth, Okafor stole the ball and went to the hoop, completing the 3-point lead at the free throw line, Lou up 67-62. But then he missed a pair of free throws after the Wolves got the ball back, giving Ottawa hope. Gonzalez all but crushed it in the final seconds, putting a shot up and in from in the paint, making it a 2-possession game with 10 seconds to go. "We didn't have a very good first half, quite frankly," said Thompson. "But I thought the guys did a great job in the second half staying together, trying to execute and really working for great shots." Lakehead, 4-1, hosts Wilfrid Laurier, 3-2, on Saturday night. Tip-off is 8 p.m.